Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today, it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from Mike Bryant and Paul Brown's self-titled CD on Old Time Tiki Parlor Records. It features their wives, Marsha Bryant and Terry McMillan. Terry plays the banjo uke throughout the recording, and we heard Little Black Mustache. This winter in the Northeast, it has been a study in contrast as far as the weather is concerned. We've been unseasonably warm and lately suffered bone-chilling cold temperatures with wind chills way below zero. This is just the time to listen to a program featuring the ukulele or the jumping flea when translated from the Hawaiian. This week, we'll mostly hear the instrument as it fits within an ensemble rather than as a soloist. The ukulele was developed in the 1880s and was brought to Hawaii by Portuguese immigrants to the island. It was introduced to the mainland U.S. at the Panama Pacific International Exposition, held in San Francisco in 1917. They featured George E.K. Owai and his Royal Hawaiian Quartet. The popularity of the quartet led to a rash of new music featuring the ukulele from Tin Pan Alley Tunesmiths. It was an icon of the jazz age and also became an accompaniment instrument in old-time music. Ukulele has made an amazing comeback in recent years, and a friend of mine who runs a music store can't keep them in stock. One of my banjo students builds wonderful, one-of-a-kind instruments and ships them nationwide. We'll open the program with Honolulu Stomp by the Hawaiian Serenaders. Listen for the uke in the accompaniment to the steel guitar. The wonderful Jumping Flea on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
hopefully someday.
We're listening to music from The Jumping Flea this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. That's the ukulele. And we just heard the Jake Legg Jug Band from their recording Cottonmouth. And we heard an old Charlie Patton tune called Shake It and Break It. That's on Oprah Sounds Records. And before that, one of the many uke masters these days, Stuart Fuchs, from his recording Stukulele. And we heard a couple of tunes, I Wow's Blues, and then Me or Uke Blues. That's on Stukulele Music Records from Stuart Fuchs. And before that, we heard a classic from the Hawaiian Serenaders. We heard the Honolulu Stomp. That's included on the Hula Blues collection on Rounder Records. We're going to open this next set with the Memphis Ukulele Band and an old tune from Billy Swan, I Can Help, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
You
If you got a problem, I don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this, I can help. I got two strong arms I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help, yeah. Well, it's a fact that people get lonely. Ain't nothing new. But a woman like you, baby, should never have the blues. So let me help. I got two for me. Let me help. Sure do me good to do you good. Let me help. When I go to sleep at night, you know you're always a part of my dream. Holding me tight and telling me everything I want to hear. Ooh, don't forget me, baby. All you gotta do is call. You know how I feel about you. If I could do anything at all, let me help. Your child needs a daddy. Sure that I could help, baby. It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help. Yeah. Forget me, baby, and all you gotta do is call. You know how I feel about you. If I could do anything at all, let me help. Well, if your child needs a daddy, I can help. It will sure do me good, baby, to do you good. Let me help. All right. Uh-huh. It will sure do me good to do you good. Let me help, help your baby. Let me help, help your baby.
sign your name on the bottom line. Thank a teacher, thank a teacher. If you know that Longfellow wrote Evangeline. Thank a teacher, an English teacher. If you can drive a car, pick a banjo or guitar, you name a constellation just by looking at the star. No matter where you're at or who you think you are, thank a teacher. If you can grow tomatoes, if you can read a book, if you had a granny in the kitchen teaching you to cook, remember all the little lessons you learned when you were young, like how to tie your tennis shoes and when to hold your tongue. I'm still working on that last one. If you know the seven deadly sins by name, thank a teacher, maybe a nun. If you can keep a scorecard at a baseball game, thank a teacher, maybe a coach. There's a teacher and a mother, a teacher and a dad, a teacher and the lover that'll left you feeling sad. No matter what the good, no matter what the bad, thank a teacher. If you can count to 20, play a game of 21, you know enough to cover up when you're in the sun. You spent a summer getting swimming lessons at the pool. You might have even had a teacher in a school. Imagine that. Well, if you can ride a bicycle up and down a hill, thank a teacher, thank a teacher. If you know that photosynthesis depends on chlorophyll, thank a teacher, a science teacher. If you can row a boat or ride in a toboggan while you're tweeting and a texting, posting and a blogging, have a little notion up there in your noggin, thank a teacher. So thank you, Mr. Llewellyn. Thank you, Miss Wirtz. Thank you, Mrs. Eckert. I'm not forgetting you, Dr. Phoenix. Thank a teacher. Thank a teacher. Thank a teacher. Thanks, Teach.
So high, she's running around with her rag.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to our program as a podcast. This is episode 1906. And remember, you can also get us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and this week's theme comes from the self-titled recording from Mike Bryant and Paul Brown. And we just heard Sandy River from the playing of Marcus Martin, the legendary Western North Carolina fiddler. Terry McMurray was on the banjo uke. That's on Old Time Tiki Parlor Records. And before that, we heard from a band called the Spring Tales. They're from up in Michigan. And we heard a tune from Gillian Welch and David Rawlings I had never heard before called Look at Miss Ohio. The recording is called Rain or Shine, and it's on their own record label, The Spring Tales. And before that, from the master of many instruments, Joel Mavis, from his brand-new recording, Time and Truth, we heard Thank a Teacher. That's on Fossil Records. And before that, we heard from Sam Bartlett from his recording Evil Diane and a tune called Dave Likes Rum, featuring Ben Cooper on the uke. That's on Stuntology Records, and we let off that set with the Memphis Ukulele Band and I Can Help, the old tune from Billy Swan. That's on Blue Barrel Records. I'm going to lead off this next set with a young band that's playing around a lot these days, Bill and the Bells, and an old tune from the Andrews Sisters, Oh Johnny Oh, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I can't. just sit still a minute. Oh, Johnny, pray tell me too, what makes me love you so? You're not handsome, it's true, but when I look at you, I just, oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, oh. Oh, play some of that old Ragtime Johnny.
That one's called Ragtime Annie, you old fool.
Ragtime Annie?
Uh-huh.
Annie who?
Annie who?
Yeah, anybody got $2 I can borrow, I sure could use it.
No, sir, not for a bum like you.
A bum like me?
Yes.
Well, fine, I didn't need it anyhow. I needed more like $10. Say, 20 would do. Oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, how you can love. Oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, heavens above. You make my sad heart jump with joy. And when you are near, I can't sit still a minute. I just, oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, pray tell me, do what makes me love you so? You're not handsome, it's true, but when I look at you, I'm just, oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, oh.
Some okolehow, you're at a luau now. Always do Lola, come on do us too. And Lola tastes so good to you. All of me, Elofili, is always okay. The chicken and the likey Loloa. Hula girlies dance for you. Connie and Wahine too. In the true Hawaiian style, you're at a luau now.
This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week, we are listening to music from The Jumping Flea, or the ukulele. We just heard from Del Rey, along with Steve James, from the recording Blue Uke at the Uke Shack No. 2. And we heard The Suitcase Breakdown. That's on Hobemian Records. And before that, from the Hula Honeys, and their recording called Ahui Hu. And heard a song called You're at a Luau Now. That's on Community Music Records. And before that, we heard from Gerald Ross, who is one of the masters of the ukulele. And we heard his take on Runaway, Del Shannon's classic hit from back around 1961. That's on the recording Ukulele Hit Parade from Gerald Ross. That's on his own record label called Uktone Records. And we let off that set with Bill and the Bells from their recording Dream Songs, comma, etc., period. And we heard an old Andrew Sisters tune called Oh, Johnny, Oh. That's on their own record label, Bill and the Bells. Well, we're going to lead off this last set with a classic from the old-time repertoire. The Costawaltz's Southern Broadcasters had a young fella named Price Goodson. He was 12 years old when he recorded with them. He played the uke and he played harmonica. He was kind of the drawing card for the band. This is Be Kind to a Man When He's Down, recorded in May of 1927. The Costawaltz's Southern Broadcasters on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
And that all men ever born are also my brother. And the women, my sisters and lovers. And that a calcin of the creation is love. And limitless are leaves, stiff or drooping in the field. Scabs of the worm fence keep stone velvet
was the Arkansas band Shout Lulu from their recording Ride in a Buggy and the great classic old-time tune Stony Point. That's on their own record label. That's Shout Lulu. And before that, from a new recording, just came out a few months ago, from a band called 80 Foots. The name of the recording is And That Will Be How It Will Be. We heard an interesting setting of a portion of Song of Myself by Walt Whitman. That's on their own record label. And That Will Be How It Will Be from the 80 Foots. And we let off that set with another classic from DaCosta Walsh's Southern Broadcasters. Really, it was only Price Goodson on the uke singing and playing the harmonica for Be Kind to a Man When He Is Down. He was 12 years old. Recorded back in May of 1927 in Richmond, Indiana. That's from the collection DaCosta Walsh's Southern Broadcasters and Frank Jenkins' Pilot Mountaineers, complete recorded works in chronological order on Document Records. Hope you've enjoyed our program featuring the ukulele. I hope some of these tunes will help you stay warm on those cold winter nights. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time as we celebrate Valentine's Day on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1906.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning. I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning. I'd sing out love between